Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India podcast. My name is Gayatri. Today I want to share you all an incident that happened in India. A small girl was raped in India and this shook the entire country because they took advantage of the girl just to for this religious thing. To increase the religious fight, they chose this method, and the girl was seduced in the temple. They really tortured her. They gave her pills and they seduced her in the temple. Three people did it. I don't want to take any name. It is involved with full politics, but this really bothered me so much because it happened in a temple. I was like, I worship goddesses so much because my name is Gayatri, who is a goddess, and all Hindu goddesses which where I am born in, it's all so much they celebrate Dasara, which is a Hindu goddess. So it happened in a goddess temple. So for me, all goddess means all for me is one. Like, I was very much disturbed. I'm so much disturbed, like, every day for last 2 months, I used to criticize within myself the goddesses I pray. I'm like, what the hell were you doing? Why did you let this happen to that king? Why did you not respond? Are you really a statue? I started, instead of praying to the goddess, instead of worshipping her, I started questioning her from past 2 days. And you may believe it or not, I equated this to the Medusa. In Greek philosophy, they say Medusa was, same thing happened to her. She worshipped goddesses so much, but still she didn't get the justice. Goddesses herself cursed the Medusa. So I was comparing the goddesses who I worship with that goddess who cursed Medusa. I don't know how far it's true, but this is how I was. Literally, every day I was thinking the same thing. I was saying the God, everything the same way. Are you like that? Are you that kind of goddess? Are you a statue? Why did you not save the girl? And okay, from past 2-4 months, I did it. But I want to really make clear that only few people in India do this religious or do the shitty things. Not everybody. There are many people, like all my childhood where I was in missionary schools all my life, and all my neighbors were Muslims most of me. I'm born in a Hindu family. We all know how to live together. Only few people, they highlighted, they create this violence, and that's increasing day by day. All the middle class bank employees are like, if you go and ask which religion do you belong, they'll say it. If you go ask which party do you support, which group do you support, means middle class employees or bank employees or government employees are like, we are not supposed to come into this political parties. We are not supposed to get into it. They're far from all these things. They don't get themselves involved in it, especially employees. White collar employees doesn't get into these troubles. They don't encourage their kids also. All my neighbors, like, I saw many Muslims who celebrated Holi, Diwali, these are Hindu festivals, Vinayak Chauthi, and they eat our prasadams. And even many Hindus in Andhra Pradesh or in Telangana, I don't know, in Telangana there are, everybody, Hindus and Muslims are very much close to each other. In Andhra also, there is a Jenda Chettu. It means a place where, I don't know how to say in other languages, in Telugu we say Jenda Chettu. It's a place where Muslims distribute tawis, means a thread, so that it protects you from evil eye. Even Hindus go take it. It happens in Andhra Pradesh and it happens in Chennai also, because I went to Chennai. There is a masjid opposite to government hospital. Many Hindus come and take the tawis. They are Hindus, but they take Muslim tawis also. And Muslims, they celebrate, they also gather with us in our festivals. They eat our prasadam also. And we have Christians, there are group of people who doesn't eat our prasadams, but these people, if they come to our house, they will pray for us to the Jesus. If we go to our go their house, they will pray for us to the Jesus. Means they pray for us. They are Christians, but we are Hindus. Still, we all know how to live together. But these people, few people, they are pushing the boundaries. They are dragging people out. My father's generation is over. The now young generation are coming up. Now they are trying to put tags to the people. They are like pushing the boundaries, dragging people out, and they are like they are adding tags. Tags means they are not asking us which group do you want to support. They are not asking us, would you like to join this party? No, no option. What is your religion? What is your caste? Oh, so that you belong to this group. You belong to this party. They are tagging us. And this is, most of us doesn't like it, but no one takes courage to say that I'm against it. If you are against, if you raise your voice that you are against it, you are done. You have no future, no career. You will not be able to survive there. Just they are being silent. But deep down, we all are one. We know it. And they support us. We support them. There is a very good friendly atmosphere, but they are not exposing it. All they are exposing is discrimination more. I wish this influence does not fall on the next generation. That's it, guys. If you want to know more about me, watch me on YouTube, Gayatri Luck India. That's it, guys. Thanks for today. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.